Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dave Jagler was on the call last night with Charlie Slows as the Nats lost the rubber match with the Cubs at home and dropped 2 out of 3 to an elite Chicago team. Now the Texas Rangers come to town, and Jags joins us now to break down the 3-game series to wrap up this homestand. Jags, I want to read you really quickly what Richard Lewis, who's a listener, emailed me about Patrick Corbin, who starts tonight, the former World Series champion. He said, I hope Nats fans come out tomorrow to support Patrick Corbin tomorrow night. While 2020 through 24 were not great, I figured you'd appreciate this. Since 1950, two pitchers have thrown 3 or more scoreless innings in relief in a World Series Game 7 that their team won. Madison Bumgarner in 14, Corbin in 19. Hard to imagine the Nats winning that game without Corbin's performance. What do you expect from the crowd tonight?
Well, I mean, I think it'll be a lot in line with what it was at the end of last season when he was winding down and made his final start here, and he got a nice ovation. I'm sure he'll be treated in a very positive fashion because he was part of the most special team in this franchise's history. I think they'll hold off on the tribute video until tomorrow, not going to do it on the night that he pitches. So I think it'll be all positive vibes. We'll see what happens in the game. But I think clearly, you know, whatever the performance was after winning the World Series, Patrick Corbin's footprints are still on this ball club today, and in particular the starting pitching staff. And when we talk about Jake Irvin and Mitchell Parker having first-inning troubles, both of them this season, but every time they get knocked around in the first inning, they end up going 5 or 6 innings, and that's something that Corbin did on a consistent basis, you know, posting every fifth day and just trying to chew as much innings up as you can, even if things aren't going well. And the other thing that he did, Mackenzie Gore was pretty much attached to Corbin's hip for the last 2 years here. And I think Corbin was a real, you know, kind of baseball father figure and a mentor to Mackenzie Gore. And look how he's taken off this year. So a lot of Patrick Corbin's imprint is still on the 2025 Nats.
Jags, Nats came in second last night to a really good Cubs team. We were talking postgame. Bit of a strange one, though. I know the score ended up lopsided 7-1 with some late runs for Chicago, but I don't think the Nats kind of rolled over and didn't play particularly well, hit into some hard luck. What's the takeaway from last night?
Yeah, I mean, the takeaway on the Cubs is they're really good, and they're going to be a handful throughout the season. I mean, I look at James Wood in particular, and Wood is 1-for-12 in his last 4 games. But his last 5 at-bats over the last 2 games, he scalded the ball each and every time. And none of those resulted in hits. So just kind of stay with the process, and he wasn't the only one. You know, that first inning, Rosario sent one to the warning track. The Cubs play spectacular outfield defense. They gunned down 2 base runners last night. So just one of those nights that it wasn't their night, but they're facing a Texas club that really isn't going well right now. The Rangers had an awful series in Tampa that they lost on a 2-run infield single last night. Mental mistake, nobody covering first. The winning run comes around from second. Surprisingly, a team that was expected to be an offensive juggernaut has a .222 team batting average. So the Rangers just aren't going well. So hopefully maybe a team the Nationals can do well against this weekend.
What have you seen from C.J. Abrams? I know the slump there, but a couple knocks last night. I know he got thrown out at second when he overslid the bag, but that's got to be a good sign, right?
The fact that he hit the ball the other way, yeah, in his second at-bat was a good thing because I think, to me, he was getting a little bit pull happy, maybe trying to chase some power. When he was going well and hitting over 300, he was hitting the ball consistently up the middle and to left center. And by the way, hit a couple of dingers to left center field. So to me, getting him back in the middle of field the other way is a really good sign.
Dave Jagler, Charlie Slows on the call, Nats baseball pregame in 2 hours, and then at 6:45, first pitch tonight. Jags off the beaten path a little bit here, but Brady House is killing the ball in AAA. He's hitting .296 now. He homered again yesterday. Two of his last three, he's gone deep. He's got 12 home runs. He's actually been better statistically at AAA than certainly Dylan Cruz was before he was promoted. You can make the case, you know, maybe not the power overall, some of the numbers right there with James Wood. How far out are we from seeing Brady House at this point? Because it's not like there's someone blocking him at third.
Yeah, I mean, tough for me to say because I don't see him every day to know what else, you know, how he's doing defensively. I've been talking to some of the pitchers who've been out down in Rochester. They're giving rave reviews about him defensively. So certainly the offensive numbers are coming around. I think he's knocking on the door. Now, I don't know when that will be, but it seems like we're somewhat imminent. I mean, you know, Jose Tena's nailed it down, you know, pretty well against righties, and Rosario platooning against lefties. But yeah, I mean, ideally, if Brady House can come up here and, oh, by the way, give you some right-handed pop, that would be welcome, because since Dylan Cruz went down and Jacob Young went down, although it's great that JY is going to be back today, with Hassel and Lyle coming up, this team has been all left-handed and susceptible occasionally to left-handed late relief. A right-handed bopper with some thump would be a welcome addition.
Jags, thank you as always, sir. Have a great call this evening.
Yeah, man, we'll see you guys tonight. We got the post-game concert afterwards, so it's going to be a fun night here at the ballpark. Hope to see you out here.
Oh, indeed.
You're a big Natasha Bedingfield guy, Jags, a little unwritten. You're going to be dancing.
You never know. I mean, we'll turn the cameras off if that happens, though.
I heard Charlie's a big Natasha Bedingfield guy.
I think he thinks that she's lit.
Amazing.
Natasha Bedingfield is lit.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
10 out of 10. Jags, thank you, sir.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.